One more Palestinian child has been killed and 30 people wounded in Israel's airstrike on the El Shati refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip. The attack came minutes into a seven-hour unilateral ceasefire declared by Tel Aviv. The Palestinian death toll from 28 days of Israeli onslaught is now 1,822. Iran's president condemns the United Nations' inaction on the Israeli aggression against Gaza. Addressing a meeting of the Non-Aligned Movement on Palestine in Tehran, Hassan Rouhani said the UN silence has emboldened the Israeli regime. Rouhani stressed that NAM must step in to halt the bloodshed in Gaza. 4 weeks into Tel Aviv's onslaught on Gaza, Israel's Iron Dome missile system proves to be more penetrable. The system intercepted just 8 out of the nearly 120 retaliatory rockets fired from Gaza on Sunday. The army says nearly 110 of the projectiles landed inside Israel. Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Scuffles erupted after settlers entered the compound. Israeli forces fired tear gas and stun grenades to disperse Palestinians. Tel Aviv does not allow Palestinian men below 35 to enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Lebanese forces have regained control of most posts in the border town of Arsal. The army has been engaged in heavy fighting with foreign-backed insurgents for days. The violence erupted after an Al-Qaeda-linked militant was arrested in Arsal. Insurgents crossed into Lebanon after suffering a defeat in Syria's Qalamun region. A ferry accident in Bangladesh leaves at least 12 people dead and dozens missing. The vessel sank with about 250 passengers near Munshiganj district, southwest of Dhaka. Officials say 50 people have been rescued so far. Ferry disasters are common in Bangladesh due to overcrowding, poor ship design and maintenance.